Hi, everyone. I'm Craig Orndorff. Welcome to Seems Like Old Times. This is the show where we listen to the memories. Weekend greetings, everybody. Hope everything is well in your world. Glad you stopped by for a little bit today for some of the greatest music of all time. And coming up today, our theme will be resolutions. Here we are with this new year, so time to make those promises and set some goals and make some changes that'll improve our lives. And of course, we have the countdown. Today we'll have the biggest hits from the second weekend of January in 1946. So we're all set for the next couple of hours. Let's begin.
Seems like old times being here with you. Being here with you. Being here with you.
And we're off and running on today's Seems Like Old Times. And we start with the Billboard countdown from this weekend in our spotlight year, 1946. And on the charts this week, we have three records from Bing Crosby and three versions of the song Symphony. The first one, at number 10, is by Joe Stafford.
Symphony, symphony of love, music from above, how does it start?
Joe Stafford was at number 10 this weekend in 1946 with Symphony, her eighth solo top 10 record. It got as high as number 4, and she was accompanied by the Paul Weston Orchestra. Well, 1946 is our spotlight year when the president is Harry S. Truman. The population of the U.S. is 141 million, and this past holiday season was the first in 4 years when the world was not at war. And while most of the servicemen and women had returned home, some were still on duty and in foreign lands. But General Eisenhower promises that the GIs will be coming home soon.
Some men who had hoped for discharge by March may have to stay in the Army for 1, 2, or perhaps 3 months longer. That is the worst that can happen. Every man who had any right to expect discharge by June 30th of this year will be home or on his way home by that date. Surely this is not an impossible price we must pay to be worthy of those who gave their lives and to justify the vast treasure which we spent to gain our victory in this dreadful war. My sole purpose, which I am sure you share, is that the Army which did so much to win the victory will be left fit to preserve it. The War Department is determined to reunite every combat veteran with his family at the earliest possible moment, and to replace him, where necessary, with a man who has not borne the brunt of the battle.
Now the thing is, when those GIs come back, they're going to need jobs. And that is a bit of a problem here in 1946. Hopefully there'll be an occupation for all. And jobs are the topic of the song at number 9 from Betty Hutton.
There's a doctor living in your town. There's a lawyer and an Indian too. And neither doctor, lawyer, nor Indian chief could love you any more than I do. There's a barrel of fish in the ocean. There's a lot of little birds in the blue. And neither fish nor fowl, says a wise old owl, could love you any more than I do. No, 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 it couldn't be true that anyone else could love you like I do. I'm gonna warn all the dead-eyed dicks that you're the chick with the slickest tricks. And every tick of my ticker ticks for you, follow through. Tell the doc to stick to his practice. Tell the lawyer to settle his case. Send the engine chief and his Tommy Hawk back to Little Rain in the Face. 'Cause you know, no, no, it couldn't be true that anyone else could love you like I do.
No, 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 it couldn't be true that anyone else could love you like I do.
And confidentially, I confess, I sent a note to the local press that I'll be changing my home address for you. Follow through.
Tell the doc to stick to his practice. Tell the lawyer to settle his case. Send the engine chief and his Tommy Hawk back to Little Rain in the Face.
'Cause you know, no, no, it couldn't be true that anyone else could love you like I do.
No, 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 it couldn't be true that anyone else could love you like I do.
I'm gonna send a hot communique to warn the boys down at Cripple Creek that every dimple of your dimple cheek is mine, so to speak. Tell the
doc
to stick to his practice. Tell the
lawyer
to settle his case. Send the
engine chief
and his Tommy Hawk back to Little Rain in the Face. Woo!
Record number 9 this weekend in 1946 came from a current movie, The Stork Club. And it starred Betty Hutton, Dr. Lawyer Indian Chief, written by Hoagy Carmichael and Paul Francis Webster. And Betty with the Paul Weston Orchestra would take it to number 1. It would be her only chart topper. One more about 1946. Well, as mentioned, World War II is over. But we receive daily reminders with the Nuremberg Trials. They began on November 20th. 22 captured leaders of Nazi Germany were accused of war crimes, and the proceedings would go on until October. In December, the United States wrote off $25 billion of British Lend-Lease. And just before Christmas, tire rationing came to an end in America. Well, here's a bonus record from the charts here in January of 46, a song that may be more popular now than when it was released. In fact, you could almost call it a jazz standard. It's Nat King Cole and Frim Fram Sauce.
I don't want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the Frim Fram sauce with the awesome fee, with Shafafa on the side. I don't want pork chops and bacon that won't awaken my appetite inside. I want the Frim Fram sauce with the awesome fee, with Shafafa on the side. A fella really got to eat, and a fella should eat right. 5 will get you 10. I'm gonna feed myself right tonight. I don't want fish cakes and rye bread. You heard what I said. Waiter, please serve mine fried. I want the frim fram sauce with the awesome faith, with shafafa on the side. Fella really got to eat, and a fella should eat right. Five will get you ten. I'm gonna feed myself right tonight. I don't want fish cakes and rye bread. You heard what I said. Waiter, please serve mine fried. I want the frim fram sauce with the awesome fee, with shafafa on the side. Now, if you don't have it, just bring me a check for the water.
Frim-Fram Sauce from the King Cole Trio. The record spent just 1 week on the chart, but it was this week, in 1946, peaking at number 19. But the tune grew in popularity over the years. Also today, we're making resolutions, things that we're going to do better here in 2025, and this time we mean it. Here's Una Mae Carlisle.
They say don't change the old for the new, but I found out that this will never do. When you grow old, you don't last long. You're here today and then tomorrow you're gone. I loved a man for many years gone by. I thought his love for me would never die. He made some changes that would never do. From now on, I'm gonna make some changes too. For there's a change in the weather, change in the sea. From now on, there'll be a change in me. My walk will be different, my talk and my name. Nothing about me is gonna be the same. I'm gonna change my way of living. If that ain't enough, then I'll change the way that I strut my stuff. 'Cause nobody wants you when you're old and gray. There'll be some changes made today. There'll be some changes made. From now on, there'll be a change in me. My walk will be different, my talk and my name. Nothing about me's gonna be the same. I'm gonna change my way of living. If that ain't enough, then I'll change the way I strut my stuff. Nobody wants you when you're old and gray. There'll be some changes made today. Be some changes made.
From 1941, Una Mae Carlisle. There'll be some changes made. She was accompanied by Lester Young on tenor sax, Shad Collins trumpet, Clyde Hart piano, John Collins guitar, Nick Fenton bass, and Harold West on the drums. As we are making changes today and resolutions on Seems Like Old Times. It's January of 1946 on today's Seems Like Old Times. And now that the war is over, the space race has begun. Its unofficial start came on November 16th, when the U.S. imported 88 German scientists to help in the production of rocket technology. And the space age definitively began this past week, when American scientists bounced radar waves off the moon, measuring the exact distance between the Earth and its satellite, proving that communication is possible between Earth and outer space. And on the Billboard charts this week, we have more than 10 songs in the top 10. Ties at a certain position were basically A and B. For instance, we have two records at spot number 8. The first is Bing Crosby with his performance of Symphony.
Symphony. Symphony of love. Music from above. How does it start? You walk in, and the song begins, singing violins start in my heart. Then you speak, the melody seems to rise. Then you sigh, it sighs and it softly dies. Symphony, sing to me. Then we kiss, and it's clear. When you're near to me, you are my symphony.
First of three from Bing Crosby on the charts this week, Symphony with the Victor Young Orchestra that peaked at number 3. Now tied with Bing at number 8 is the first of two renditions of It Might As Well Be Spring. Here's the Sammy Kay Orchestra featuring Billy Williams.
I'm as restless as a willow in a windstorm. I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string. I'd say that I had spring fever, but I know it isn't spring. I am starry-eyed and vaguely discontented, like a nightingale without a song to sing. Oh, why should I have spring fever when it isn't even spring? I keep wishing I were somewhere else, walking down a strange new street, hearing words that I have never heard from a girl I've yet to meet. I'm as busy as a spider spinning daydreams, I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing, but I feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well be spring. It might as well be spring. Busy as a spider spinning daydreams, I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing, but I feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well be spring. It might as well be spring.
Billy Williams singing for the Sammy Kay Orchestra, It Might As Well Be Spring, that peaked at number 4, holding spot number 8 this weekend in 1946. Also on today's show, we're making resolutions. And how about we not work so hard, huh? Take some time to relax, smell the roses, if you will. You know, just every once in a while, get away from it all.
Let's get away from it all. We'll travel round from town to town. We'll visit every state.
And I'll repeat, I love you, sweet,
in all the 48. Oh, let's go again to Niagara.
And listen, this time we'll look at the fog.
Yes, let's leave our hut, dear. Get out of our rut, dear. Let's get away from it all. Hit the road and really get away from it all.
Let's motor down to Miami. Let's climb the Grand Canyon wall.
And let's catch a tuna way out in Laguna.
Let's get away from it all.
Let's travel south of the border. I'll get a real Spanish shawl.
for me a muchacha.
But not while I watch her.
Ouch, let's get away from it all.
They say there's no place quite like home, a charming thought and pure.
Not true. But until the world we roam,
how can we be sure?
Let's spend a weekend in Dixie. I'll get a real southern draw.
Another one, then off to Reno.
But just to play Keno,
let's get away from it all.
That I love you, sweet, in all the 48.
Off to Niagara, this time we're digging the falls. Yes, we're leaving, we're hitting the road. Oh, we're leaving, we're hitting the road. Yes, we're leaving, we're hitting the road. Oh, we're getting away from it all.
Well, you know, after the Christmas break, I need a little vacation. Let's get away from it all. The Tommy Dorsey Orchestra with Joe Stafford and the Pied Pipers, Connie Haynes, and Frank Sinatra. It's Resolution Weekend on today's Seems Like Old Times. We're back on Seems Like Old Times, and today it's the second weekend of January in 1946. And on the radio this year, Fibber McGee and Molly is the number one program. And on Tuesday night's show, Fibber was trying to win a contest by guessing how many beans were in a bowl at a local store. So he tried to replicate the bowl and number of beans at home. And while he's doing that, Mayor LaTrivia drops by and offers up a mathematical equation to help McGee in his quest.
You merely take the circumference of the bowl, multiply it by the depth squared over pi.
Any particular kind?
Any particular kind of what?
Pie, Mr. Mayor. You said pie, didn't you?
Oh, yes, but the kind of pie I was referring to...
You didn't refer to any particular kind, LaTrivia. You know, that's why I asked.
Mathematically, McGee, there is only one kind of pie, and that is...
Maybe that's why mathematicians always look so hungry. Only one kind of pie, for goodness sake.
I don't suppose you'd use a custard pie or any of them soft kinds for a job like this. That'd be pretty messy.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Now, let's get this thing straight. Mm-hmm. When I said pie, I was only referring to the Greek pie.
Well, of course, if you prefer Greek pie to homemade pie, Mr. Mayor, I can only...
I do not prefer Greek pie. It is not a matter of preference. You can't eat the kind of pie I mean.
Oh.
Didn't you ever hear of 31416?
Go on. There aren't that many kinds of pie. After the different berry pies, all you got left...
Stop it, McGee! Stop it! Will you understand once and for all that the pie I mean is a mathematical term? It's a figure. An indefinite figure.
Yeah, you eat Greek pie all your life, bud, and that's exactly what you'll have, an indefinite figure.
Jim and Marion Jordan along with Gail Gordon on this week's Fibber McGee and Molly. Now, Thursday nights aren't quite the same. Bing Crosby's been missing from the Kraft Music Hall. He didn't come back from his summer break. He claims his contract has expired, and he wants to transcribe the show. Kraft claims the deal doesn't expire until 1950, and they filed a lawsuit last week. In that filing was the information that Bing was making $5,000 an episode, which today equals just under $58,000. But anyway, back to the story. The two sides would settle in a couple of weeks, and Bing would be back on the air in February. But in the fall, he'd move to ABC for the Philco Radio Time, where he could transcribe his show. Now, when Bing did return to the Kraft Music Hall for the stretch run, the musical guest on that first show was Les Paul, and the guitar great accompanies Bing on this week's record number 7.
Kiss me once, then kiss me twice, then kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. Haven't felt like this, my dear, since I can't remember when. It's been a long, long time. You'll never know how many dreams I dreamed about you, or just how empty they all seemed without you. So kiss me once, then kiss me twice, then kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. Kiss me twice, then kiss me once again. It's been a long time. Haven't felt like this, my dear, since I can't remember when. It's been a long, long time. You'll never know how many dreams I dreamed about you, or just how empty they all seemed without you. So kiss me once, then kiss me twice, then kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. Long, long time.
Number 7 this weekend in 46, Bing Crosby, the Les Paul Trio, It's Been a Long, Long Time, coming down after spending a couple of weeks at number 1. Peppier tempo now for another resolution song. This is Johnny Desmond.
Oh, I want to be near you, you're the one, the one, the one. I want to be near you, you're the one for me.
I want to be near you, you're the one, the one, the one. I want to be near you, you're the one for me.
I wake up in the morning, I go to bed at night. I'm happy that I'm living, my heart is feeling light. And all because I'm in the place I always want to be.
I want to be near you, you're the one, the one, the one. I want to be near you, you're the one for me.
I wish that I were handsome, I wish that I were tall. I have a lot of wishes, though some I can't recall. But what I want the most of all is not a mystery.
I want to be near you, you're the one, the one, the one. I want to be near you, you're the one for me. You're the one for me. I want to be near you, you're the one for me. The only one.
I've got the moon to give you, I've also got the sun. And if you want a star, I will get you anyone. And in return, what I desire is simple as can be.
I want to be near you, you're the one, the one, the one. I want to be near you, you're the one for me. You're the one for me. I want to be near you, you're the one for me. The only one.
I'll never be a saint or a dashing cavalier. I'll never have a house with a crystal chandelier. But I don't want a million or a fancy pedigree.
I want to be near you, you're the one, the one, the one. I want to be near you, you're the one for me.
You are the one, the one, the one. I want to be near me.
Near you.
Near me.
I want to be near you to see you and hear you. You're the one for me. I want to be near you, you're the one for me. The only one, you're the one for me. I want to be near you, you're the one for me.
You're the
that's a good promise for the new year. I want to be near you. That's Johnny Desmond with the Ray Charles Singers and Tony Mottola Orchestra from 1951. Well, back in the new year of 1929, Helen Kane made this resolution.
I'm not one of the greedy kind. All of my wants are simple. I know what's on my mind. I'm not resting until I find what would make your eyes glisten with joy. Now listen, big boy. I wanna be loved by you, just you, nobody else but you. I wanna be loved by you alone. Boop-boop-ba-doo. I wanna be kissed by you, just you, nobody else but you. I wanna be kissed by you alone. Papa, my goodness, boy, to anything higher than feel the desire to make you my own. Papa, boom, buddy, love, boom, buddy. I wanna be loved by you, just you, nobody else but you. I wanna be loved by you alone.
That's Helen Kane, the Boop Boop Badoop Girl, and her trademark song from late 1928, I Want to Be Loved by You, with the Leonard Joy Orchestra. As we make resolutions today on Seems Like Old Times. It's the second weekend of January 1946 on today's Seems Like Old Times. And it looks like the U.S. auto industry is finally coming back. The motor's not hitting on all cylinders yet, but it's running well enough to push production high. The industry hopes to turn out about 75,000 cars this month. That's as many as it turned out all last year. And while things look good, there was every chance that shortages of materials and strikes would shut down the industry completely. Workers have walked out of General Motors, steel workers are striking, and there's been a 7-week strike in the glass industry. This week, the government released figures that says the country's doing quite well. 52 million Americans are already employed in civilian jobs. That's basically full employment, well ahead of schedule. Earnings are steadily rising, and the production of civilian goods is up 50 to 75% since July. And rising on the Billboard music chart this week is Vaughn Monroe. He's at number 6 with A Wish for Winter.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm.
But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbye. But as long as you love me so,
let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Monroe with the Norton Sisters at number 6, Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow. On its way up to number 1 for a 5-week stay, making it Vaughn Monroe's 6th chart topper.
One topic that never loses its fascination is good food and how to enjoy it. Remember the letters FNE for flavor, nutrition, economy. Bluebonnet margarine gives all three: flavor, nutrition, economy. Yes, it pays to get Bluebonnet margarine, for Bluebonnet gives you not just one, not just two, but three important things. First of all, flavor. Delicious flavor. Fresh, delicate, country sweet. Flavor that makes folks smack their lips and say, I couldn't ask for a finer table spread. Get Bluebonnet at your grocer's tomorrow. The wonderful new margarine that gives you flavor, nutrition, economy. All three.
Thank you, Mr. Announcer, for those words about Bluebonnet. And now back to the countdown. We have a tie at number 6, so sharing that spot with Vaughn Monroe is a song about another season from Dick Haynes.
I'm as restless as a willow in a windstorm. I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string. I'd say that I had spring fever, but I know it isn't spring. I am starry-eyed and vaguely discontented, like a nightingale without a song to sing. Oh, why should I have spring fever when it isn't even spring? I keep wishing I was somewhere else, walking down a strange new street, hearing words that I have never heard from a girl I've yet to meet. I'm as busy as a spider spinning daydreams. I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing, but I feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well be spring. It might as well be spring. Busy as a spider spinning daydreams. I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing, but I feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well be spring. Oh, it might as well be spring.
Dick Haymes and the Victor Young Orchestra, It Might As Well Be Spring. Sharing spot number 6 this week in 46 from the Motion Picture State Fair, which starred Haymes. Our theme today is resolutions, and Mary Martin has one.
I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair. I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair. I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair and send him on his way. I'm gonna wave that man right out of my arms. I'm gonna wave that man right out of my arms. I'm gonna wave that man right out of my arms and send him on his way. Don't try to patch it up. Tear it up, tear it up. Wash him out, dry him out. Push him out, fly him out. Cancel him and let him go. Yay, sister! I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair. I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair. I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair and send him on his way. If a man don't understand you, if you fly on separate beams, waste no time, make a change. Ride that man right off your range. Rub him out of the roll call and drum him out of your dreams.
Oh, oh,
if you like the different comics, if you root for different teams, waste no time, weep no more. Show him what the door is for. Rub him out of the roll call and drum him out of your dreams.
You can't light a fire when the wood's all wet.
No.
You can't make a butterfly strong.
Uh-huh.
You can't fix an ache when it ain't quite good.
And you can't fix a man when he's wrong.
You can't put back a petal when it falls from a flower, or sweeten up a fella when he starts turning sour.
Oh no, oh no.
I went and washed that man right out of my hair. I went and washed that man right out of my hair and sent him on his way.
She went and washed that man right out of her hair. She went and washed that man right out of her hair. She went and washed that man right out of her hair and sent him on his way.
I'm going to wash that man right out of my hair. Mary Martin from South Pacific. And that could be a resolution for some of you for the new year. And we'll have more resolution records in hour number 2 as we have reached the halftime break. We'll also continue with our countdown of the biggest hits from this week in 1946 on Seems Like Old Times.